Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor, Bloomberg technology anchor and executive producer Emily Chang, sponsored by DGDG.com. Searching for a new or used car? Be happy and visit DGDG.com. Amazon's big Prime Day sales event is underway, but this year the e-commerce giant's calling in some star power to help hawk some of its wares. Emily, what are some of the tie-ups?
So they started promoting Prime Day with a Taylor Swift concert. They've got Will Smith pushing water, Kobe Bryant pushing deodorant, Mark Wahlberg endorsing protein powder. They've got a new celebrity store that actually quietly launched last year. So there you can find products endorsed by Serena Williams. Lady Gaga has an exclusive line of beauty products. If you have kids, JoJo Siwa, the YouTube star, has an exclusive deal for hair bows. So certainly lots of different possibilities, but it remains to be seen how well the strategy, celebrity endorsement strategy, will actually work with Amazon. It's definitely a different tact. They've in the past relied on simply word of mouth, customer reviews, no frills. So this is definitely a different strategy, and we'll have to see how it plays out.
Why are they doing it this way?
Well, look, there is a lot of competition. You've got Walmart starting a four-day sale as of yesterday. Target also having a sale this week to compete with Prime Day. eBay having a sale, which they're calling a crash sale, which is, we sort of think might be a little taunt towards Amazon because they did have a big technical glitch last year that stalled some things on Prime Day. Some customers this morning were complaining that they couldn't get items into their shopping carts. I checked it out. I didn't have a problem. But look, the question is, look, you know, a lot of people are going to buy a lot of things, but, you know, is it really going to be a huge revenue driver for Amazon this particular quarter this year? That remains to be seen.
It is interesting, the competitors, what they're doing. One of the places where I shop online sent me a text for a primo sales day. I mean, they didn't even bother trying to hide the fact that, you know, they're trying to kind of chip off the prime block.
And look, I asked a couple of colleagues, did you find anything? Did you find anything? And everybody said no. So, you know, I think if you are looking for something specific, you know, maybe you'll get a great deal. And certainly they're, you know, outside firms are projecting that Amazon will sell billions and billions of dollars of merchandise this year. One firm is projecting $6.6 billion just about. So that's a lot of money, you know, over the course of 48 hours. But, you know, is it for everyone? No.
Okay. And how important is this in getting people to sign up for things like Amazon Prime?
Well, the reason that they are doing this is to drive Prime subscriptions. And, you know, some of the competitors I mentioned, like Walmart and Target and eBay, you don't need to pay for a Prime membership. So that's one of their selling points. Amazon does have 100 million Prime members around the world, but their new subscribers in the U.S. are starting to slow. And, you know, that really is the big revenue driver for them, the way they get you hooked into the system to keep on coming back. And if the growth rate in the United States is starting to slow, that means they could be reaching a plateau or starting to tap out, which means they're going to need to look for other ways to get people signed up. And this is one of those ways.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.